Barbara felt men leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. Alas, our dry voices, when we whisper together, are quiet and meaningless as wind in dry grass or rats beat over broken glass in our dry cellar. Shade without form, shade without color, paralyzed force, gesture without emotion. You know, that's a pretty apt phrasing of the dilemma of our time. Well, you see, he refuses to offer a cure for the disease before he's diagnosed it. He finds that a malignant materialism has fastened itself upon us, and it has done its deadly work. You know, Eric Fromm, in one of his writings, talks about the end of an illusion, by which he said to me, you know, we pinned our hopes on all these marvelous achievements of the industrial age, and he says it's done sin. You know, we're coming, he said, to the end of an illusion, where we're recognizing that an illusion is what we've been living with and under. We're living in an age as dead men, no longer living in actuality, but hollow and stuffed and swinging in the wind. We're living in a cactus land, erecting stone images and seeking vain things. You know, Marianne Moore is an interesting poet. She wrote a little poem called In Distrust of Merit, which is a fascinating little thing. Well, as she was thinking of World War II, but she identifies herself with the atrocious cost of the struggle, the wasted lives and agonies and cruelties and losses. And let me just give you this and then we'll be through. She talks about the small dust of earth that walks so arrogantly. The blind man who thinks he sees, you cannot see that the enslaver is slave and the hater is armed. And then she concludes with this little stanza, the world is an orphan's home. Shall we never have peace without sorrow? Without pleas of the dying for help that won't come? Oh, quiet form upon the dust, I cannot look, and yet I must. If these great patient dyings, all these agonies and wound bearings and bloodshed can teach us how to live, then perhaps these dyings are not wasting. Well, I realize that our time is gone, so I'll have to stop. I wanted to deal some more with poetry, but we simply must stop.